It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Today's there's a story about empowering the Micronesian community. Reporter Suban Lee joins us this morning. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I thought your story was really fascinating, you know, that you actually found this out in our community. Tell our listeners about it.
Thank you, Catherine. Yeah, sure. So the story is about it's really a candidate story, but it involves the issue of how to engage Micronesian American youth. Of course, this is an emerging group here. There's a large number of Micronesians in Hawaii. So it's really about a first-time candidate running for District 30 that includes the Kalihi neighborhood in the heart of Honolulu. The candidate's name is Sunny Ganadin, and he's challenging incumbent Romy Cachola, who's held office, the state office, since 2010. So what Sunny's doing is going out into the community and learning who lives out there, learning who his constituents are and what their issues are. And what he's doing is also engaging these Micronesian American youth, who, many of whom are still too young to vote, but they're born here. And unlike their parents, you know, having that birthright citizenship comes that eligibility to vote once they turn 18. So what he's doing is really trying to get out there and talk to them and discuss the importance of one-day voting and being engaged with the community, because, of course, with community engagement comes more representation of how they can be better served in Hawaii.
Now, was this a group that just normally was comprised of a large cross-section of Micronesian students, or was it targeting that group?
The Micronesians in Hawaii, they're comprised of many different individuals from the islands in the Pacific. So they come from Chuuk, from the Marshall Islands, from Pohnpei, from Yap. There's very many different, you know, ethnicities clustered within this group, but under the Compact of Free Association, you know, many of their parents came under that treaty. It's a treaty between the United States and some of those nations, which allow them to come to the U.S. to work and live without a visa. So what you're seeing is an emerging generation of Micronesian American youth who are U.S. citizens.
And it's interesting because, you know, obviously their parents can't vote, but planting the seed early on and getting to know that community, it's kind of a smart thing to do for this candidate.
I think it is. Certainly, it's a very conscientious decision, or just I think effort, recognition rather, that these youths are potentially Hawaii's next big voting bloc, in addition to, you know, youths of many different other backgrounds and ethnicities here. Not to say that they don't count as well, but again, his district is District 30, which includes Kalihi, which is a very, very high concentration of Micronesian families. There are others in Hawaii, of course, but Kalihi does include many Micronesian folks. And so this effort is really intended to reach out to those who don't necessarily have a voice here, who won't necessarily be contacted by those who hold higher office. And I think that that's important to recognize that they too live here, that they also contribute to our economy and to our community, and that instilling this importance of voting is important from an early age.
Right, and I know being out in the field, I know homelessness is a big issue. There are lots of homeless Micronesians, but interesting that they could maybe advocate for their parents. Thank you. Thanks very much, Suban.
Thank you.
That was reporter Suban Lee from Honolulu Civil Beat. You can read her full story at civilbeat.org.